Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Saudi Arabia. A change in Saudi Arabia's leadership may mean that Israel will partner with the Saudis to fight Iran. That's the headline. In one moment, Ken Timmerman will join me with the details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
King Salman, who is the king today of Saudi Arabia, but his crown prince son, Mohammed bin Salman, is on the way to becoming king. This young man in his 30s, what are your thoughts with this report coming in?
Well, an extraordinary story, Jimmy. This is going to take place imminently, so we will know one way or another whether the report is true. Let's assume for the moment that it is true. A 32-year-old crown prince who has muscled his way up to the top, his father, King Salman, he said to want to retire from the kingship and retain only the title of custodian of the two holy mosques, because the king of Saudi Arabia has two titles. He's the king of Saudi Arabia and the custodian of the two holy mosques. That would separate the temporal and spiritual authorities in the kingship, which is very interesting. King Salman's son, Mohammed, has put Iran front and center on his agenda. There are reports that he is hoping to work with Israel, that he has a back channel to Israel to coordinate a war against Iran. The Israeli chief of staff has said publicly that Israel is not itching for a fight with Iran in Lebanon. That's what this would mean, a 1-2 punch, Israel attacking Hezbollah in Lebanon and Saudi Arabia attacking Iran directly. It means a younger generation is coming to power in Saudi Arabia, a very, very different generation, far less conservative from his father, much more adventurous. Mohammed bin Salman has been leading the war effort in Yemen. He also rounded up 500 of his potential enemies, including multi-billionaires, and now they are sleeping on cots in the lobby of the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Riyadh. This is a momentous event. It is highly unusual. It amounts to a palace coup, but without a shot being fired.
Ken Timmerman with the details behind the report of a change in Saudi leadership and a partnership between the Saudis and Israel as they prepare to go to war against Iran. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. For a number of years, there has been a conflict between Iran and the Saudis. It is a sectarian war, the Shiites against the Sunnis. Even if Israel joins the Saudis to fight Iran and Hezbollah, we know from Bible prophecy that this war will not come out in Israel's favor. Ezekiel 38:5 and Psalm 83 and verse 6 reveals that ultimately the Iranians and the Saudis will join together to try and destroy the Jewish state of Israel, a war that Israel will win with God's help. That's Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 18 through chapter 39, verse 6. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...